In our previous year, we began a discussion on the halacha of Erech Nem Bisurim. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Gimel, Paskins. Erech Nem Bisurim, Lahatir Avaloy Lahachna. Based on what Tosfos says here in Masech Gittin, that base, Tosfos teaches us that the concept of Erech Nem Bisurim is actually only applied lahatir, to say that something is mutter, but not to say that something is asur. And actually, the Mefarshim explain the reason we accept the Eid Echad more lahatir than la'isr is a person is naturally, it's the way I understand it, it's very similar to the concept that we have throughout Shas of Koyach Da Teira Odif, which says that to say something is Osir is much easier than to say something is Mutter. And the same thing here, if an Eid Echad is going to say that something is mutter, it really must be mutter. And therefore, Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. Lahater Avaloi L'Isser. The Chavs Yor, however, says that this klal that was saying Erechod Nemen Lahatir Avaloy Lahachmir is only when he's saying something that belongs to someone else and has no negiyah, it has nothing to do with him. When it has something to do with him, there, and the Chavos Yor actually says, even if it has very little to do with him, it mainly has to do with someone else, as long as it has to do with him, then the halacha is that Eid Echad is Neman even Lahachmer. Says the Rama, Miu Yesh Aymim, the Bedavid Ikel of Ruri, in a situation where you could independently verify what happened, Kigon Shamalai Echad, somebody came and said to you, Ba V'erech Ovik Chav Menasech Yayin, where I could actually show you that something improper is happening, tzorach lachash ledvarv. So the Taz says that if you did go, somebody says, I'll come and I'll show you, and you did go, and you see that there's nothing there, so then obviously you need not be concerned about what he said. The Darki Tshuva quotes the Sefer Yayin HaMesalech that if somebody comes and tells me there's an Akum touching your wine, and I know for sure that it's impossible, then I don't have to listen to him. However, if I say that I don't want anybody to see, which means that I am perhaps concerned that this is happening, then I have to allow, even if I am positive that nothing is happening, I should allow others to see it. And if I'm not prepared to allow others to see it, then I have to be concerned. Then the remark continues, V'kol davar shelo yischazik et lo l'iser, when we have a situation where it hasn't been established if it's osur or mutter, under those circumstances, eid echad nemen alav, afilu l'asrei, then an eid echad is nemen. in a situation where something is usur because it's an issur drabbanan, or it's a svek sveka, all of those situations the pais can say are considered lo yischazik. Continues the Ramah, because hecha des chazik dover beisr, and when we have something which is muchzik beisr, kugoin tevel, we have a situation of tevel, oichatiches basur she'enem in the keres, we have a piece of meat that wasn't the menuker, ena aid nemenalav la teroi, an aid cannot be trusted, elam miyadei l'safna. So now, the Ramah introduces a new concept, a concept which actually Tosfos in our sugya here on Daf Gimel Mebeis introduces. Because our Gemara said, Hechet is chazik isura, in a situation where it's chazik isur, we don't say eid echad nemen b'isur. As Tosfos, so Rashi said that where do we trust an eid echad? We trust an Eid Echad to tell us that he took off Trumas and Maestris. We trust an Eid Echad to say that he made the meat, they did Nikur. Ask Tosfos, then in all of these situations, it's a Chazik Isura. And it's a Chazik Isura, why do we trust the Eid Echad? So Tosfos says a new concept. Tais says, since it's biyodi l'sachnoi, in a situation where the eid echod could fix it, there, even though it's a schazik isura, the eid echod is neman. There's a very big machloikus here between the taz and the shach and the nekudas hakesef. What does this mean? The taz says that meat that's not menuker is not considered as chazik isura. Why is it not considered as chazik isura, says the Taz? Because as chazik isura means that something has been established to not be kosher. Here it's not that it's not kosher. You have chaylev and you have kosher meat, and they need to be separated. As chazik isura means that the actual thing that we're trying to look at has been established to not be kosher. Here we're not in a situation where the actual thing we're looking at has been established as not kosher. The Shach disagrees. He says a piece of meat that's not benukar is also to be eaten. And if it's also to be eaten, it's considered as chazik isura. Continues the Ramah. V'mahoy b'kam beis chatichos, as our Gemara discussed. If we have here two pieces of meat, achas shel iser v'achas shel heter, one piece of meat is kosher, one piece of meat is non-kosher, neman ha'eid loy mezeh heter v'zeh eser. Then we could trust an aid to say this is kosher and this is non-kosher. So there's a big discussion amongst the Paiskim, what is the case that our Gemara, that the Ramah is referring to? Is it referring strictly to a case where we have two pieces of meat, one piece of meat is kosher, one piece of meat is non-kosher, and the Eid Echad is telling us which is the kosher, which is the not kosher, and the Ramah is telling us, the Gemara is telling us, the Eid Echad is Neman, or even if we'll have a situation where we have many non-kosher pieces of meat and one piece of kosher meat, even there will we trust the Eid Echad. It seems that the Paiskim are makel even in this situation. Continues the Ramah, Vadim Neman al-Shaloi, a person is trusted on something that's his, This is what we just quoted from Tosfos. B'yadoi l'saken. Some say that there's a special namonis to the Bailim. Afila heichad is chazik yisur. So now we're learning a new heter. That even though we learned in our Gemara that when it says chazik yisur and eight echad is not nemon, the person who actually owns the item is nemon even if he's an eight echad. Then the remark continues, and we'll speak about this in our shiurim. V'ayin le'el simen kuf yates din ha'choshir ha'adover imeid alav. V'ayin le'el simen kei pehes. Misha meploni hacham chich shali. If somebody comes and says that a rav told me that this is mutter, and then v'achacham kaifer, and then the chacham says that it's not true. V'ayin be'evan ezer simen kuf chav gimel. Yamrin l'gabe edus shapes osher pashita. Continues the Ramah. Vishna menes loyim b'dov isa loyim t'kanta. A woman could say, a woman is trusted. V'davka b'dov iser, however, says the Ramah, when a woman trusted, b'dov iser. V'davka vadis, k'goy nika boser u'kidoyma. Aba sofik shema inkan iser. When we have a sofik, k'goy n'shatrich levar u'dogim t'meim b'tahirim. When we have to separate kosher fish and non-kosher fish, or yishishesh boit stodim lahokal, ain ishin amenis ish data kala. A very difficult remark to understand. The remark seems to be stricter on women than on men. And actually, this remark is based on what it says in Simen Pei Dalid Sif Yud Aleph. It says the Isha Shinimsa Acha B'dikasoi Sheretz HaNira Leinayim. We checked vegetables, and after the vegetables were checked, we found something, we found the Sheretz, Kigoy Choymet, Osa Lachem B'dikasoi. We can't eat from her. Checking. Avalam Nimsa Ela Taloyim HaMetlim B'toich Alim Shein HaNirim. If we find something that's not easily visible, Ela Acha Shlikosom Muta Lachem B'dikasoi. So it seems that the Shulchan Aruch here is being somewhat strict about trusting the bedika of women. It's interesting to point out that if we look at the Shach on this halacha, the Shach on this halacha quotes a mashal, very relevant bizman hazeh. That's a mashal. The ain anosh and the manas bedika sheyesh ben tarich the minat tzlonis saying. But then the Shach continues. We don't accept this. Women check the fruits, the kidneys, the simchino line, we trust them. Vavagav, the Bereus, Dogon, Katarim, Kosm, Bagor, as we just read, the remorse of the Isha Enamanis. Shani hocha kim dlois chazik isura, kam ki yesh habit stodim lehoko, vilkoch afgav de kaimon le isser, mekomokim simchino alayu. So the Shach seems to take a lenient approach regarding trusting the women when they say something is kosher. And I want to read the words of the Aruch HaShulchan on this. The Aruch HaShulchan here is in Simen Pei Dal Sif Pei Beis. It says, how can we say that women will be lenient because something is difficult? We see how careful they are. That in certain situations, women are not trusted. Not because the Chas V'Sholem lenient. Sometimes you need to have great expertise. L'dagdik b'kido of a review of avlo. They'll have it. But he says, in a situation where we could trust them, because she does, she has kan iser, where the woman is well aware that there's an iser here, Afil matircha meruba, even if it takes a lot of effort, lo yinicha miyadim b'lo b'dika yafa yafa, we know that they're going to do their job well. B'dika shirok z'peretz halo yoidos, the women know shemachzokim hem b'tloyim, or b'aykos yafa yafa, we know that the women check carefully, b'lo yidami l'brir is dagim t'mei m'term, the ends that dover the halhava b'tamidus, they're not that familiar, that something is asur, v'rak b'amikra b'alma, v'lo yodav v'lo yivinu v'yitra l'hakal. But in a situation that we know that they're careful, we can rely on this. Umo Yomeinu concludes the Aruch HaShulchan L'Shemana, Afil HaTzdiki V'Gdoni Olam, Tzla Yismuch Al Neshusachem. We never saw that they shouldn't rely on their wives. V'dikas Talay, V'kem B'Nos Yisrael, O'ovdus B'Schiris, Maka Oysa Shi Yiris Hashem. If we know that the woman working is Yiris Hashem, M'dakdekas B'Surim, Yochal Lismuch Alev. And if you know she's trustworthy, you can rely on her.